弟兄姐妹，我们一起祷告。
Brother, sister, let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们满心的感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you wholeheartedly.
感谢你为我们预备了这个日子。
We thank you for preparing this day for us.
你在创世以前，你就已经定了这件事情。
In the ages past, you have ordained this.
你在创世以前，你就拣选了耶稣。
In the ages past, you have chosen Jesus.
你在创世以前，你就在耶基督里拣选了我们。
In ages past, you have chosen us in Christ.
所以我们有绝对的把握。
So that we may have confidence.
我们知道我们是属于你的。
We know we belong to you.
知道我们的救恩是永远不会失去的。
We know that we shall never lose our salvation.
因为你为我们所成就的事。
Because of what you have accomplished for us.
我们每年在这个时候，我们要纪念，特别的纪念你为我们所做的事情。
Every year this time, we especially want to remember all what you have done for us.
我们特别纪念你自己受苦的日子。
We also remember the day of your suffering.
你自己被人辱骂。
You have been insulted by others.
被人讥笑。
You have been despised by others.
被人鞭打。
You have been stricken by others.
最后被钉死在十字架上。
Finally, you were nailed on the cross.
都不是你自己做了任何的错事。
This is not because you have done anything wrong.
那是因为我们的罪。
But it is for our sins.
所以我们也感谢你，你自己真的是所受的苦。
Oh Lord, we thank you for all what you have done and all what you have suffered.
你从死里复活。
You have risen from death.
叫我们知道，当我们受苦的时候，你会领导我们到丰富之地。
So that you teach us when we were suffering, so we may endure until the end.
当人用车压我们的头的时候
When people are pressing us
我们知道你带领我们你会让我们经过水火
Because we know you will lead us passing through all the troubles
让我们进到丰盛之地
And will lead us into the land of abundance
我们感谢你
We thank you
我们今天来到你面前我们要思想你自己
We come before you today to meditate on you.
求你自己真的是开我们每一个人心里面的眼睛。
So will you please open all the hearts of our heart.
让我们看见你就是那位荣耀的基督。
So that we may see you are that glorious Christ.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
如果我们很熟悉新约的话
If you are familiar with the New Testament
我觉得你们应该很熟悉了、
啊、I think you should be
常常礼拜五晚上来查经
When you come every Friday for Bible study
那么在家里面自己读圣经
And you have your devotion at home
那么主耶稣就是唯一我们所看到的
The only thing we see is our Lord Jesus
因为圣经整本圣经都是为了他写的
Because the whole Bible was written for him.
我们想到两千，差不多两千多年前。
When we think about 2,000 years ago,
也差不多一个礼拜之前。
It's just about 1 week before.
那么他就把其他的人通通都支开了。
So he sent away all the others.
只有他的门徒跟他们在一起。
Only the disciples are with him.
然后圣经上。特别是在约翰福音十三章
This is recorded in John chapter 13.
从十三章一直到第十六章，就是讲到他最后的时候，他单独的跟他的门徒在一起。
From chapter 13 through chapter 16, that's when the Lord spent his time alone with his disciples.
他知道他自己的时间到了。
He knows his time has come.
然后 到了十七节，他就花了十七章，他就花了整章的圣经在那边祷告。
Stand the entire chapter 17 to pray.
我觉得这就是其他在除了约翰福音之外，马太、马可、路加里面所记载他在克西马尼园的祷告。
So in the other gospels, we recorded his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
那么在那里，他为我们祷告，他不但为他自己祷告，也为他的门徒祷告，也为后面信他、信那些门徒话的人祷告。
He not only prayed for himself, for the disciples, and for also those who later will come to believe in him.
有的人说第十七章，约翰福音十七章是一个牧者的祷告。
Someone thinks that chapter 17 of John is the prayer of a pastor.
我想这就是主耶稣这个牧者他的祷告。
So the great shepherd Jesus, that's his prayer.
如果我们有时间去读那个十七章约翰福音十七章的话，你会感觉到，为什么在克西马尼园，他真的是这个血水滴下来，像汗像血水一样滴下来。
If you read chapter 17, you can really appreciate why in the Garden of Gethsemane his sweat drops down almost like blood.
我们就用彼得前书第二章从二十一节一直到这二十五节来思想这位主耶稣他为我们所受的。
So today we will use the first Peter to meditate on what the Lord has suffered for us.
彼得前书是彼得他写信给当时在加拉太那一带地方五个地方教会的弟兄姐妹所写的。
The first Peter was written for the brothers and sisters when he was at Galatia.
那是正好是在罗马皇帝尼罗王要开始大肆的逼迫基督徒的时候。
This is right before the Roman Emperor Nero was going to persecute all the Christians.
我自己相信彼得因为圣灵的感动，他知道大患难就要来到。
Because the Holy Spirit led Peter to know that the great tribulation is coming.
那我们从教会的传统，我们知道他写完这一封之后，他后来就被倒钉在十字架上。
So we know, according to the Bible tradition, after he finished this epistle, he was upside down, nailed on the cross.
所以他晓得他们所经历的。
So they know what he has experienced.
那么我们刚才从以赛亚书第五十三章，或者是从第五十二章十三节一直到五十三章十二节，我们看见了那一幅画。
We have just seen the portrait from Isaiah 52:13 and 52:13.
我好像在这个教堂里面什么地方看过那一幅画。
I remember maybe I've seen that picture somewhere in the church.
那一幅画是艺术家手下画出来的。
That was painted by an artist.
但是我一直觉得以赛亚书第五十二章十三节一直到五十三章十二节，这里是神叫他的先知画出来的。
So I believe that from Isaiah 52:13 to 53:12, it's God sending his prophets to print it.
是关于一个受苦的仆人的画像。
So it is the portrait of a suffering servant.
我们刚才从彼得前书第二章二十一节，在那里他就对着当时的弟兄姐妹说。
So here in the first Peter 2:21, he was speaking to the brothers and sisters.
他说：“你们蒙召，原是为此。
For to this you have been called.”
其实他是从前面一直下来的。
So this continued from earlier.
那就是告诉他们，你们在这个世界上 你们会受到苦难。
He is telling them you will have trials in this world.
当然，他这里还没有提到这个从这个尼罗王来的大肆的逼迫。
But he has not mentioned the greatest persecution from Nero.
这里是他们在这个世界上做事的时候所碰到的事情。
This mentions what they have run into just by living in the world.
他告诉他们，他说：“你们蒙召，神召你们，神拯救你们，有一个目的，有一个这个目的是什么？就是要受苦。”
So he told them, "You are called for a purpose, and the purpose is suffering."
我不知道过去有没有人跟你讲过，你信了主之后是要受苦的。
I don't know if anyone in the past have told you, if you believe in the Lord, you will suffer.
他在这里告诉我们说，我们是会受苦的。
Here he tells us we will be suffering.
但是接下去，他就告诉我们，他就从基督的身上让我们看见，我们要受怎么样的安慰。
So as he continued, he taught us how to know from Christ.What kind of comfort we're going to have?
第二十一节后面的他说：“因基督也为你们受过苦，为你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。”他在这里就让我们看见，我们在这个世界上是会受苦。也许你在公司里面，也许你在做事的时候，也许你就会发现有不公正的事情，有不公平的事情。
So in the second half of verse 21, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. So in our work, in our life, that we will suffer.
但是虽然好像我们不是像他在第四章那边所讲的说，为基督的缘故，或者是为基督徒，因为是个基督徒而受苦。
So even though he wasn't saying that we suffer because we are Christians, or we suffer for the sake of Christ.
虽然他在这里告诉我们说，我们在这种苦难当中，耶稣已经给我们做了一个榜样。
But he's telling us here in our trials and suffering, Jesus has provided us as an example.
他这个榜样是他为我们受过苦。
The example is he has suffered for us.
他说：“给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。”
So he will say that he is leaving you an example, so that you might follow his steps.
彼得他在这里特别写了留下榜样。
Peter specially wrote down that leave you an example,
叫你们跟随他的脚中行
，so that you might follow his steps.
你要想一下。不是说我们小的时候，也许你们小孩子小的时候，你给他一些画画的东西啊，叫他去照着描，对不对？
Well, if you think when your children were young, you give them some materials so they can trace.
那么有的时候我们就把它放在一个玻璃桌子上面，对不对？然后那个下面的光一照，你就可以看到那个线，然后就叫他照着描。
So if you put them under a glass, when you shine the light on it, they can see the lines and trace it.
这就是留下榜样的意思。
This is what I mean by leaving
example. 这就是他说叫我们跟随他的脚中行。
It is telling you to follow his steps.
那么接下去他就让我们看见他做了一个什么榜样。
Continues on, he tells us what kind of example he left for us.
他说他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth.
他的被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话。
And when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten.
有姐妹，我们在北美其实生活很舒服的，对不对？
So brothers and sisters, we live in North America where life is pretty comfortable.
如果说要为主受苦啊，不比方，或者是说生死攸关的为主受苦，我想情形实在是不多。
I don't think there are many times we can suffer for the Lord to the point it's a matter of life or death.
我记得有一次我去一个穆斯林的地方。
Once I went to a place of the Muslims.
那么我在那边认识了一个信了主耶稣的穆斯林。
I became to know a person who was converted from Muslim into Christianity.
那么在我走之前呢，那么他们就告诉我，他说， 你去跟他讲讲话，他们不敢讲说祷告。
So right before I was leaving, they told me to go talk with him, chat with him. They didn't dare to use the word prayer.
他们就告诉我，他说他在哪一个房间里面。
So they told me which room he was in.
我就跑去那个房间。
So I went to that room.
我就看到一个弟兄在那里。
I saw a brother there.
我就把门关起来，我就跟他讲。我们一起祷告。
So I closed the door and said, "Let us pray together."
后来我们一起祷告之后，我就离开了。
After that, I left.
我回来之后，我就听到他被关起来了。
After I returned, I found out he was arrested.
到现在还没有出来。
He's still not released.
已经有十几年了。
It's been more than 10 years.
但是从我知道的，他的信心从来没有失去过。
But as far as I know, he has never lost his faith.
他的家人，我们本来以为他的家人也会受到迫害。
We thought that his family also be persecuted.
但是没有想到他的家人信心越来越大。
And his families, their faith also grow.
这是他们这些人所受到的不公正的待遇。
So they were treated unfairly.
他们真的是因为他们是基督徒，因为他们信耶稣。
Because of they are Christians, because they believe in Jesus.
对我们来讲，我们可能没有他们这样子的一个环境。
For us, we may not have an environment like theirs.
但是我们也不知道，因为美国，我们常常以为美国是一个所谓的基督教的国家。
Now, we don't know. We used to believe that America is a Christian country.
现在什么宗教都可以，就是基督教不行。
Now they would let every religion except Christianity.
小学生不可以带圣经到学校里面去。
Children cannot bring Bible into the school.
甚至我听说有的地方连吃饭都不准他们祷告。
There are some places in the school they don't allow the kids to pray.
但是其他的宗教，他们说我们要有一点时间要祷告，可以。
But other religion, if they want to pray, they can do it.
你说公平不公平呢？
That is fair.
我听他们从大陆回来的弟兄姐妹讲。
I heard the brothers came back from mainland China.
他说美国比中国大陆还差。
The United States is worse than the Chinese mainland.
那么他们号称是无神论的国家。
Even though they call themselves atheist.
美国号称是一个基督教的国家。
And America considers themselves Christians.
但是在教室里面，在中国大陆可以讲圣诞节。
But in the classroom in China, they can use the word Christmas.
可以讲感恩节。
They can say use the word Thanksgiving.
但在这里是不可以。
But in the United States, we can't.
我们从新闻上面看到很多的事情。
We see many things in the news.
所以，也许现在我们只是因为在工作上或者在其他的方面，我们受到不公正的待遇。
Maybe in the work, we are treated unfairly.
但是，也许有一天，我们会因为我们是基督徒而受苦。
But maybe one day we will suffer because we are Christians.
但是在这里，彼得就告诉他们，有主耶稣为你做了你们的榜样。
But here, Peter tells them that the Lord Jesus became their example.
这是给我们的一个安慰。
So this is a comfort for us.
不管怎么样的苦难，
whatever the suffering may be,
基督已经为我们走过了。
Lord Jesus has suffered for us.
他从天上下来。
He came down from heaven.
道成了肉身来到这个世界上。
Incarnated into this world.
他的目的就是要先受苦。
The purpose is to first.To suffer,
后来才得荣耀。
Then will be glorified.
所以我们属他的人也应该是一样的。
So those who belong to him should be the same.
因为我们是属于他的。
Because we belong to him.
因为我们曾经与基督联合。
Because we united with him.
我们是他的身体。
We are his body.
所以头受什么样的苦，我们身体也会受苦。
So if the head suffers.Our body will also suffer.
他走过的路，我们也要跟着走。
Whatever he has trouble, we should follow.
来的时候，世人不喜欢他的。
When he came, people did not like him.
当然，他们很喜欢他所行的神迹。
Of course, they like his miracles.
但是最后，他们仍然大声的喊说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”
So at the end, they yelled out, "Nail him!"
拒绝了他。
They refused him.
我们是他的身体。
We are his body.
我们也是一样，要被世人厌恶。
We are also will be not liked by the world.
但是他受苦是为了救赎我们。
But he suffered is to save us.
我们跟他不太一样。
We are different from him.
但是在本质上是一样的。
But in essence, we are the same.
好，到最后被罗马人审判。
And he was eventually judged by the Romans.
其实他经过了许多不公平、不公正的待遇。
He has suffered many unjust, unfair treatments.
甚至他最后被罗马人判死刑，钉死在十字架上。
And finally, he was condemned by the Romans and crucified on the cross.
这也是一个不公平的待遇。
This is also unjust treatment.
我们回想一下刚才以赛亚书五十三章，我们看一下以赛亚书五十三章第九节。
Let's go back to Isaiah 53:9.
我念给你们听。他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。然后我们再看约翰福音第二十七马太福音第二十七章，我想应该是对的，马太福音第二十七章三十八节。那么在这里，他告诉马太记载告诉我们说，主耶稣钉死的时候的样子。他说，当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。在那里经过的人讥笑他说，摇着头说：“你这拆毁圣殿，三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧？你如果是神的儿子，就从十字架上下来吧。”祭司长和长老文士和长老也是这样戏弄他。所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见主耶稣，其实他在最后的时候，他是真的是受到一个绝对的不公正的待遇。
So from those passages, we can see clearly at the end, our Lord suffered very unjust treatment.
其实圣经上告诉我们说，他这个被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，其实他是一而再、再而三的受这些苦。
So the Bible tells us when he was made fun of, when he suffered repeatedly.
保罗写信给提摩太的时候，
when Paul wrote to Timothy,
他说：“凡是立志在基督里敬虔过日的人。”
So all those who are determined to live righteous life in Christ
都要受逼迫。
Will all be persecuted.
我们从保罗身上，我们看见了一个榜样。
So we saw an example in Paul.
受苦，我们很多时候我们以为受苦是那些不顺服的人受苦。
We often think suffering goes to those who are disobedient.
但是我们从圣经上面看见，从主耶稣的身上看见，一个完全顺服的人，他也是要受苦难。
But from the Bible, from our Lord Jesus, we know an obedient person will also suffer.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能替别人受苦。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot suffer for other people.
像主耶稣为了救恩的缘故，替我们受苦。
Like Jesus, who suffered for us because of salvation.
但是主耶稣为我们走过了这一条路。
But Jesus has traveled this path for us.
所以希伯来书第十二章第三节到第四节那边告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
我从第一节开始念啊，他说我们具有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难， 便坐在神宝座的右边，这是发生在主耶稣身上的事情。我们再看第三节，他说，那忍受罪人这样顶撞，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。那么他叫我们疲倦灰心的人去思想那一位，就是主耶稣，他忍受罪人顶撞。
So here it teaches us, we who are weary and faint-hearted, to consider and think what Jesus has suffered.
他告诉我们，你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
So that in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
但是我们看见一件事情，就是主耶稣他为我们走过了这一条路。
But we can see one thing that Jesus has traveled this for us.
所以诗篇里面有一句话对我来讲是非常非常让我感动的。
There's one verse in the psalm that touches me very much.
他说，有人用车来压过我们啊。碾过我们。
So somebody has run us over with a truck.
这是很痛苦的一件事情。
This is a very painful experience.
希望我们没有一个人经过这些事情。
Hope we never experience that.
但是这的的确确就是诗人他自己的经历。他说，但是他引导我们经过水火，我们却要看见丰富之地。
So that's the psalmist tells us, he will lead us through trials and tribulations, and then will lead us into the world. After our Lord Jesus is risen, he will ascend to heaven. We know when he comes again, he will bring us hope and glory.
罗马书第八章，我念给你们听哈。罗马书第八章，罗马书第八章十七节，我念给你们听啊。他说，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣，这是好啊哈。我们跟他一起承受产业。接下去他说，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。他说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。这就是主耶稣他为我们所成就的事情。
So in Romans chapter we just read is describe what things that Jesus have accomplished for us.
主耶稣他让我们看见，在二十二节让我们看见，不是因为犯罪而受苦。
So we can see that he did not suffer because of sin.
我们不能因为犯罪而受苦。
We cannot commit sin and suffer.
我们没有办法从那里面能够得到从神那里来的安慰。
If we commit sin and suffer, we cannot obtain comfort from God.
也不是因为口舌上的诡诈。
Not because we are deceitful in our mouth.
所以主耶稣他被骂不还口。
That's why when he was saved, he did not return.
当他被审判的时候，每一个人这些工会就是想要找到一个症状，这个罪状要告他。
So when he was being judged, all the people tried to find an excuses to accuse him.
圣经上告诉我们说，没有两个人的证词是一样的。
From the Bible, not two people have the same.
所以他们不能定他的罪。
So they cannot condemn him.
他还是不还口。
He still will not return.
他只把他自己交托那一位按公义审判人的主。
He has committed himself to the one who will judge the world with just.
弟兄姐妹，我们想想，主耶稣当他在最后的时候，他真的是人家想法子要激他。
So we can think toward the end that they really tried to nail him.
他可以反击的。
He could retaliate.
记不记得彼得拿刀砍了大祭司的仆人？
Do you remember Peter cut the nose off?
他告诉他，他说：“难道我不能求我的父差遣十二营的天兵下来吗？”
So Jesus told Peter, "Shall I not ask the Father to send 1,000 angels?" He did not depend on himself.
他把他自己交给这位神。
He committed himself to God.
人家在下面跟他讲，你若是神的儿子，可以从十字架上下来吧。
So people say, if you are the son of God, can you come down from the cross?
啊，你能够救别人，你救你自己吗？
You can save other people, can you save yourself?
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你在每天的日常生活当中，是不是也会受到这种人家口头上面的这个刺激哈。
So I don't know in your life, in the daily life, have you suffered this insult from other people?
我们很多时候我们马上就回口了。
Sometimes we retaliate right away.
但是主耶稣他不回。
But our Lord Jesus did not.
他只把他自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
He committed himself to the Lord who will judge.
圣经上告诉我们，他每次被攻击，他就每次都将他自己交托给神。
So the Bible tells us every time he was attacked, he committed to the Lord.
我们能不能跟随他呢？
Can we follow him?
接下去我们看第24节，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。在这里我们常常看到的就是，因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
So here we often hear that because of his wounds we are healed.
我们常常喜欢我们自己受到安慰。
We often receive comfort.
这也没什么错啊。因为我们人的本性就是这个样子。
That's our nature.
但是在这里第二十四节，他就告诉我们，主耶稣成了一个我们替我们担当我们罪的那个羔羊。
So in verse 24, that he teaches that the Lord became the Lamb that suffered for our sins.
这是圣经在讲到救恩的时候最中心、最中心的一个主题。
This is the most central point in the Bible when it speaks of salvation.
那我们讲英文的话就是 substitutionary.
So this is a substitution.
就是他替我们死在十字架上。
He died for us.
替我们的罪，替我们担当我们所犯的罪。
So he suffered for us and suffered for the sin that we have committed.
他的目的是叫我们能够在义上活。
So the purpose that we may live in righteousness.
我们因着信，我们就被神称为义。
Because of faith, we were considered just by God.
不是我们自己的义。
It's not our justice.
保罗当他在罗马书第七章那边的时候，他碰到很多很多的这个困扰。
So Paul in Romans 7 experienced many many conflicts.
他已经信了主了。
He's already a believer.
但是那时候他体会到一件事情，他说在我里面没有善。
So he experienced one thing that he said there's no goodness in me.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，你我跟他一样。
So we are just like him.
在我们里面是没有善良。我们以为我们有善良。你记不记得有一个年轻的官，他到主耶稣的面前，他说：“良善的夫子啊。”
So do you remember when a young rich man who went to Jesus say, "The good teacher"?
主耶稣说：“你为什么称我是良善呢？”
So Jesus asked him, "Why do you call me good?"
他说：“除了神之外。”没有一个人是良善。
Other than good, other than God, no one is good.
我们每一个人都需要他。
We all need him.
你知道我觉得我们人呢，常常，我们有一个很大一个问题，就是我们觉得我们里面还有一点善。
We have a big problem that sometimes we think we still have a little good in us.
所以我们有时候跟人家传福音的时候，人家常常会问一个问题，就是说，哎呀，你的神不公平嘛？你看那个人这么好，这么良善，对不对？为什么他就不能信，然后他就神不拣选他，他就要灭亡？
So sometimes when we spread the gospel, we tell people, look at that person. He is kind of a good person. Why he cannot believe it? And how can he has to die?
从我自己的经验。
From my own experience,
我觉得 他们都是为了他们自己讲的。
So they're speaking for themselves.
不好意思讲说自己很好。
He didn't want to say that.
但是又反对我们跟他传的福音。
So he's against the gospel.
又不承认自己是个罪人。
They do not admit themselves as sinners.
但是保罗在他的罗马书里面告诉我们说，在我们里面是没有良善的。
So that's why Paul teaches us in Romans that there's nothing good in us.
如果没有主耶稣替我们死。
If not Jesus died for us, if not Jesus risen for us, if we were not chosen by God. So in the book of Romans, to be chosen is a grace. We don't like to say we are chosen.
我们常常以为我们自己可以做什么决定。
We can make a decision.
所以有很多人就跟我讲，他说我什么时候决定要信，我就什么时候决定要信。
So someone says, whenever I decide to believe, I will decide to believe.
我说那个部分，那个是一个部分的事实。
So that's partially true.
但是因为我们的光景。
But because of our condition,
如果不是神拣选我们。
If God did not choose us,
我们没有一个人可以得救。
None of us can be saved.
什么叫做拣选？
What the,
在圣经上告诉我们说，神的拣选不是凭着我们每一个人的行为。
God did not choose us because of our deeds.
神拣选不是因为我们的文化背景。
They were not chosen because of culture background.
神拣选我们也不是因为我们的家庭背景。
God did not choose us because of family background.
神拣选我们也不是因为我们的政治背景。
So God did not choose us because of political background.
都不是的。
That's none of that's true.
我们常常以为神拣选好像有一些条件。
We always think that those conditions that God will choose us.
其实你去从圣经上面看。
If you look in the Bible.
神的拣选是没有人为的条件。
So God's choice is not based on human conditions.
完全是他。
It is all Him.
那凭着什么呢？
So on what basis?
就是他的恩典。
It is His grace.
我们中间，我相信我们中间，也许有人你还没有信。
I think some of you are not believers yet.
也许你觉得说，哇，这个拣选不公平。
Maybe you think this choice is not fair.
我告诉你，这个拣选是最公平的一件事情。
But I can tell you, this choice is the most fair.
因为没有任何一个人可以跟神说，因为我这样子，所以你必须要拣选我。
Because none of us can say to God, you have to choose me because I am this way.
没有。
None.
这就是圣经上告诉我们说，神的拣选，他怎么拣选我们？他就是借着耶稣基督的福音来拣选我们。
So how did God choose us based on the gospel of the Lord Jesus?
就是世人认为是最愚拙、最愚笨的一个道理来拯救我们。
So He chose us, saved us by the most foolish way that the people may think.
圣经上告诉我们说，神的愚昧比人的聪明还要。比人的智慧还要强。
So the Bible teaches us that God's foolish even better than
这个福音谁都可以了解。
This we all can understand.
我们想想，如果神他要救一些数学家
，If God wants to save some mathematicians,
那么他一定要差遣一个人很懂数学的人。
He'll send somebody who knows about mathematics.
如果他要拯救一些我就不需要再讲了，但是神他就是用了这个人所认为最愚笨的道理来解救，来救世界上所有的人。
But God used the most foolish way to choose to save all the men，
就是主耶稣代替我们。
So that's Jesus substitute for us。
接下去25节。
Verse 25,
他说：“你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls。”
25节，他告诉我们，我们有一位他就是主耶稣，他是最完全的灵魂的牧人。
So in verse 25, he says, we have one Jesus, who is the most perfect shepherd of souls. He's the true shepherd.
We are
all like sheep astray.
This is what we read in Isaiah
53.
We
all have gone astray.
你们有没有看过羊迷失啊?
Have you ever seen a sheep run astray?
我想圣经上的描述啊, 真的是很好, 因为主耶稣他知道羊是怎么一回事。
Because Jesus knows what the sheep are.
他说我们偏行几路,
but we went our own way.
我们迷失了,
so we are lost.
我们听不见牧羊人的声音。
We no longer can hear the shepherd's voice.
也许有时候你们看电影啊, 看到, 我想现在很少, 但是你看电影, 那个羊啊, 就在那边, 不知道往东, 还是往西, 往南, 还是往北。
So sometimes you see in the movie the sheep lost, doesn't know which way to go.
他也不知道危险,
he doesn't know any danger.
他不知道会有什么凶恶的狼会来,
he doesn't know even those various wolves will come.
还没有目标,
they have no aim.
他也没有目的,
they have no purpose.
他听不见, 他不知道他的牧羊人去了哪里,
he doesn't know where the shepherds went.
但是彼得告诉我们说, 他说如今我们回到牧人这个灵魂的牧人, 而且他又是一个监督那里。
所以, but in Peter tells us, now we have returned to the shepherd of our soul.
他能够得到他全心的照顾,
we can receive his complete care,
他能够得到他的供应,
and the complete providence,
他能够得到他的保护,
and his protection.
我们在这个路加福音15章那边就有听到这个, 那个有一个人, 他有100只羊, 对不对? 迷失了一只, 然后他就去找他。
So in Luke 15, when the one person had 100 sheep and lost one,
他可以把那99只摆下来,
he can just leave those 99,
然后他就去找这一只,
to find this only one.
我们礼拜五晚上我们在查经的时候,
last Friday,
我们中间有一些人, 他们就说, 哎呀, 这个牧人真的是很没有头脑。
So this shepherd is not very smart.
我们就问他为什么没有头脑呢?
Why do you think he's not smart?
他说, 99比1嘛, 是不是啊? 已经有99只了, 那一只算了吧?
But you only have 99, so don't be careful of the one.
行,你看到没有? 人认为神真的是很愚拙。
That's why you know how people think God may be fool.
他不知道神的心。
They don't know God's heart.
他不知道神的爱。
They don't know God's love.
在这里他告诉我们, 他说我们从前好像迷路的羊, 如今却归到我们灵魂的牧人和监督那里了。
We were straying sheep, now we return to the shepherd's soul.
因着主耶稣他替我们死,
because God, the Lord Jesus died for us.
他在世界上已经走过了这一条路,
he has traveled this path around the world.
他让我们看见一个榜样,
he left us an example.
所以我们可以跟随他的脚中行,
so we can follow his steps.
当我们在患难当中的时候,
so when we were in suffering,
不管从哪里来的患难,
it doesn't matter where the suffering comes,
不管多厉害的患难,
wherever it comes. What do we may see only by speaking?
但是我们晓得主耶稣他走过这一条路,
but we know Jesus has traveled this path.
他会带我们到丰盛之地,
he will lead us into abundance.
我们一起祷告,
let us pray.
主耶稣, 我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你是我们最亲爱的。
You are the most dear to us.
我们爱你。
We love you.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the teaching of Reverend Ma.
我们一起站起来唱诗第200首在诗架。
Please rise, we'll sing in number 200 in the cross.
Yeah.